most of us remember the frontiersman and explorer Daniel Boone from our history books. However, we may not be familiar with his children and their equally impressive contributions to building America. The baby of the family was perhaps the most successful, and it's his story that's this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Nathan Boone was the youngest son of Daniel and Rebecca Boone's 10 children.
Nathan, who was born in 1781, while his father was actually serving in the Virginia legislature at the time that Thomas Jefferson was governor, and he becomes, in many respects, heir to his father's legacy as a frontiersman.
David Rogan sees at the Nathan Boone Homestead State Historic Site, says Nathan moved west with his father into what today is Missouri, where he trapped mostly beaver and turned those profits into even greater knowledge and wealth.
He took that knowledge and the profits he made from the fur trade and invested in one of Missouri's early industries, which was the Boonslick Salt Works, where he and his brother and a partner manufactured salt to sell in the St. Louis market.
He also became a surveyor in what was Spanish territory at the time. When the U.S. bought the land as part of the Louisiana Purchase, it was the Boones who were part of the 1st Militia.
Captain of the militia company for St. Charles was Daniel Boone. His ensign, kind of like his second lieutenant for that company, was his son Nathan.
Boone was skilled in his relations with Native American tribes. He also led many military expeditions west from Missouri.
In the military, you can definitely say he was the great example of the man who helped push America westward from the Mississippi River to the foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
Nathan Boone owned a farm near Springfield, Missouri. It was close to a land office where he could file claims. It served as his home base during his years of travel as a surveyor and during military service. More from that farm next time as we travel the countryside. In Ash Grove, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.